Like, hey, go listen to the show.
Yeah, hey, go listen to the show. If you don't listen to the show, you're an idiot. And here's the thing. Only people listening to this show are going to know that I said that the people who aren't listening to the show are an idiot, are idiots.
So
they are not idiots. Anybody listening to this is not an idiot. No, that's not how that works.
No, that's not how that... I was like, wait, I don't...
They know just, I'm not calling them an idiot because... Because
they're listening to the show. So by default, by just tuning in, you've cleared yourself of idiocy. In that regard.
Yeah.
In particular, based on... Yeah.
Based on the parameters I've established
yes. In
this conversation.
I was trying to figure
idiocy.
Out how to end that. I was just like, there is a thing here and I don't know how to like...
There's some way to get there. Well, we finally got it to work.
Yes.
It is very late. Well, not very. I mean, it is pretty late.
It's
not like very late. That sounds like
this is like normally when we're ending the show.
And so, we are just beginning because I decided that I was going to be a chatty Cathy.
Yeah. Welcome to We Stayed Late.
Yeah. Welcome to We Stayed Late. And there's no Luis today because
Luis is still on holiday.
There too.
Oh,
I
yeah,
to
that's
there.
Right. That's going to be so hard. It's easier with three people to be like, oh,
we're
looking
like,
around.
Yeah, I just have to
but
position
my body. But this is like we have to like, it's like coffee talk where the camera's the third person.
You're the third person.
Hello. Hi, you should subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can see us waving at
you.
Yeah,
we're waving at you if you're... but yeah, Luis is not here. He is still on vacation or not on vacation,
overseas?
But on like... No, I think he's in Texas, but I'm not sure. He might be somewhere else.
I mean, Texas is overseas.
Texas is not overseas.
Like in the sense of like, it's its own thing. It's such a... like it's.
That's like Nebraska is overseas.
Like honestly, Nebraska too. Like, and it's essentially anywhere where it's just like, man, the culture there is just so like.
Oh, I see. Culturally.
Culturally, it's its own bubble. And once you have that and it's like, that's your thing, or nobody knows what the culture is, then you're your own country. Like,
I was reading this Reddit post, which who knows if it's true or not. But somebody, the ask was like, what's the most idiotic thing you've ever heard somebody truly say and believe? Like, something that somebody really truly believes, but that is clearly not true at all. Do you know what I mean? I can't remember what the wording was, but like,
I think
something
I just,
that somebody's.
I think I erased those memories because I don't want. Either I'm like, I dismiss the person completely, or I just don't want to think, like, oh, you really thought that.
And somebody said that they they were talking about a flight that they took to another country, and they said that it's all just a conspiracy that Mexico's actually. Or not Mexico, I don't remember where it was. Something. Some country.
Like
that,
Flat Earth.
Not Flat Earth, but like, that sort of similar in that, like, I don't know what it was, but like Spain, for example, like, oh yeah, but I took a flight to Spain, but it was like, you know, whatever, 12 hours, but they just fly over the U.S. a bunch of times and pretend that it's a new place. It's all within the United States. It's just they fly for longer just to pretend that it's somewhere else.
What?
And I was like, that's
wait,
I've
they
never
genuinely
heard
believe
that.
That?
I don't know. I mean, it's Reddit, so who knows if they gen? It's not a person that said it. It was a person that said. That's the most idiotic thing they've ever heard somebody say. So it could just be made up, but that's a pretty good, even if you're going to make it up, like that's pretty good to make
up.
But
that's such a dumb thing that I'm fascinated.
I know, that's what caught me about it. I was like, that is the like the least.
Like, what's the purpose of that?
Right.
What would be, like, what's the end goal of.
It might have been a flat earther who just believed that everything was
like
just in the United States and like that we've been pretending that there's other countries because you can't see any other countries along the coastlines? I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. But it was just it was like such a simple conspiracy theory that was for some reason so compelling that it's like they just think that you fly around in the air I don't know. That's interesting to me.
Conspiracy
that they
theories
truly
are one of those things
way.
Like I wish I believed in like a small one, but like one that's also kind of dumb too. That's
right.
Like non-consequential to like
yeah.
Anything like I kind of wish I believed in the Illuminati for real,
right?
Like, oh my god, like everybody's getting together and it's like this thing. Like, there's something fun about trying to figure out a puzzle, but like lately,
right.
At least I don't know, like all these like they're just, all these conspiracy things are just too much,
yeah,
too much.
Like that they clearly they,
and like
yeah.
to the like not making sense on such a grand scale. Like I don't,
yeah, it's.
Like
it's
not
gone
fun.
Past being funny.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
Like I feel like if you're gonna
this
be
one's
conspiracy
fun though
theory,
because like what I guess it could be problematic if you really feel like you don't need a passport or something because it's all in the same place. But, like, at least it's like, oh, yeah, we go to other countries, but, like, it's not actually another country.
But I still feel like that's even more frustrating for yourself because you're going on this plane feeling like you're wasting 12 hours.
Why the fuck are we flying for 12 hours? We could just let... Yeah. I feel like that's frustrating to you, but not really to other people necessarily.
Yeah.
It's just funny to other people because you're... such an idiot.
Yeah, I want like some good, like good old fashioned, like, you know, there's aliens and.
Oh, did you hear about the pilot thing?
Which pilot?
So these pilots.
Didn't they release footage that aliens are a thing?
Well, no.
And we were like, we have other problems. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There's just other shit going on.
I think I saw that on Twitter that somebody was like, yeah, sorry, we have other problems.
Yeah.
Or something.
And I was
just
like, oh, we did that?
Yeah.
I was like, and then sure enough, I was just like,
that was everybody's sentiment, I think, is why. But I saw that. I saw somebody post on Reddit. I was like, that is exactly how I feel. They're like, yeah, but we have other problems to attend to.
Our world is nuts.
Yeah. but yeah, apparently there was like, there were like two fighter pilots that just, they now can declassify the information because it's been so long or something, but they, they spotted a UFO, over the ocean and these are like two legit fighter pilots that have like footage of what happened. And there was like some sort of thing over the ocean. And then as they approached it, it took off.
Ooh.
And... They don't know what it is.
It's SpaceX.
This was years ago, though. This was years ago. And they just now are being able to declassify
it.
It's SpaceX.
Because
Elon Musk is an alien.
Were you in town when that happened?
Yes, I was. And I did not see it, but my newsfeed blew the fuck up.
Okay, I was at Disneyland with my mom.
No way. When it happened? Did you see it?
Yes. And
we were
leaving the park. And I recorded like the moment where we both looked at, because I was vlogging.
Yeah.
So in my last vlog,
go watch your vlog.
You see the moment where I'm talking with my mom, like, oh, how was your trip? What's going on? You know, like, did you like Disney? All
and you
that
probably
stuff.
Have the phone up.
I have it up, but facing me.
Right. That's what I mean. Like,
and
like,
then like my mom goes, ooh, look how pretty that is, and I'm like, oh, that's real pretty. And then it took a second. I'm like, what is that? And there's so
that'd be aliens.
You see my face going. Huh? And then I, of course,
flip it
the
around
phone and I record it. And it's just me and my mom trying to figure out, like, it's a drone. I'm like, no.
No, that's breaking the
and
sound barrier.
And just me just going, I don't know what that is. What is that? Like, the whole time. Because I'm trying to, my brain's trying to process, like, what could these things be? Because it was so bizarre. Like, it looked like it, when it broke apart, there was like, it looked like a bubble was forming. Like, it
oh,
was
yeah,
just
yeah,
a
yeah.
weird,
I saw a video of it. It's
weird
crazy.
Shaped clouds. And then my mom was like, oh, it's probably the park. And I was just like, okay, that might be the most logical conclusion right now. It could be like a weird firework. Because it was so,
I've
never seen anything like that before. So we're walking out and we like pass by an employee and they're like, is this you guys? And they're like, no. And we're like,
that's aliens. Aliens have come. It's time.
And honestly, like, as still leaving the park, I go, Mom, what if it's aliens? And she's like, it's not aliens. She was like, kind of like immediately.
Very
like,
adamant that it was not aliens.
It's not aliens. And I was like, I guess it's military. And then, of course, like, I checked Twitter.
SpaceX,
And I was like, okay, good. And I tweeted. And of course, people were like, because it was within like minutes of it happening.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna post this weird footage. What if this is
what
it?
If this is aliens?
Whatever it is. I was like, aliens, nuke.
Oh,
anything.
It could have been a nuke.
That's the thing. Because that's the thing too. Like I was
that's
just like
so scary.
Ooh. What and then
that's an anomaly. It's a UFO. It was an unidentified flying object.
I was like, ooh, this is aliens?
It was your UFO. Other people knew what it was. SpaceX knew what it was. But to you, it was a legit UFO because it was
like,
unidentified.
I don't know what this is. This could hurt us. And then I just thought after like just the confusing thing of what that is, just being like kind of weirdly accepting fate, whatever it was.
Because
I did think, I was like, oh, maybe this is going to kill us.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, I guess.
You just went to Disneyland.
I went to Disneyland and
it's not too
bad.
I
still got to get home. Like, I'm just going to act as normal as possible until something says, hey, you should be scared.
Yeah.
So I wasn't, I like that I didn't panic. I was just like,
yeah, it's a good
reaction.
And then,
of course, but Twitter, though, I was just like, what is this?
Yeah. And somebody
told me. If
Twitter
had panicked, I would have been like, oh, no. Where are we?
Well, Twitter was in a panic for a little bit and then people got corrected.
It was a good, like, 10 minutes of what is this? And then it was fine.
So it was interesting because, we've talked about this, but I just think it's interesting to share. We've both seen like something that was moving across the sky that was like in at night, there was like bright flashes of light, right, and then darkness and then bright flashes of light, but like way too bright to be any sort of plane or anything, and way too high up to be any sort of plane or anything. Yeah. We both had that experience, and when I had it, I was like, I saw a UFO, I saw aliens, aliens exist, I just saw one. And you sort of had a similar reaction where you're like, that had to be something weird, like UFO. And so I ended up looking it up, and
well, there's a satellite, right?
It's a satellite, but it's a, I don't remember what it's called. Somebody will be able to tell us what it's called. But it is basically a satellite that's tumbling as opposed to staying still. And so as it tumbles, it reflects the sun. And so as it's turning, you see these flashes in the sky. So if you ever look up and you're watching the sky for like meteors or whatever, and you see something that's moving in a consistent pattern and flashing,
I have seen those.
We both have seen one. So, yeah. So you guys have probably seen it too if you've like looked at the sky and wondered if there are aliens or watched for meteors or whatever. But yeah, you can look for them, and it's really interesting because it totally looks like an alien. And you, if you see one, point it out to your friends and tell them it's aliens. I don't want you to tell him it's a
my friend,
satellite.
My
tell
friend
him
Willie, who pointed it out, like, because he was like my big conspiracy nut friend.
Oh, yeah. He I remember talking about him.
Yeah, because he has a podcast. Oh, my God, I forgot what it's called right now. But look up Willie Roberts podcast conspiracies. You'll find it. It's like him and his friend who's a skeptic, and they talk about conspiracy theories. But like all the fun ones, like the moon landing,
right,
and aliens.
Lizard people.
And like chemical trails.
And hollow moon.
And ghosts. And like all that stuff. Like they go into it, like one's just like totally willing to believe everything, and the other one's just like, and then they usually have a guest who's like, convince me.
Yeah.
And that's the premise of their show.
But he saw one with you and was
yeah he pointed
it
we were
aliens.
At a party and like a 4th of July party. It was like, look, there's one, and I was just like, oh God, like I was like, maybe Willie's not crazy. Like maybe Willie knows what's up. Like he's like, there it is.
He just legit pointed one out. Yeah,
it's there now. It's gone. We definitely saw the thing flash.
It was weird when I saw. I thought for sure I'd just seen aliens, but my logical brain kicked in and I said, no, I need to Google this. If this is an anomaly, then awesome. I've seen aliens or something.
I wanted it to be aliens because it was at least a slightly less scary thing than military anything.
Yes.
And in the end, I still was just like, it's probably military. And I was like, okay, maybe. And like, I was because we have like the Air Force bases like all over California anyway.
Right.
So I was like, maybe that's honestly like, I was just like, maybe one of our planes did a thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like a spy. I thought it was like a spy plane. Something. Fancy plane did a thing that did a weird bubble jump thing.
Yeah.
And left a beautiful cloud.
Here's the thing. I wish it was a time traveler.
It could have been.
Or like a dimensional traveler.
Honestly, it did kind of timey-wimey.
That's kind of why I was like, oh, I hope this is like dimensional travelers.
This is it. And they came, they're like, we got to stop. Like
they're like, there are parallel universes where everything worked out. And this is the one where it didn't. And we have to end it. And I'm sorry,
we have to end it because you're going to screw over everybody else. Like
that kind
of ending it.
We're like,
of
to
like,
protect the rest of the multiverse, we have to kill your universe. And I'd be like,
I'd be so sad.
Take me.
I'd be like, wait, can you like pop me over to the other one though? Like, if
but
you
would
hear.
Be, but you would exist in the other one. So you have to be okay because you know you live on in the other universe. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
No? Not on board?
I'd want to, like, give me the option to go see the other universe first and then maybe, like...
Have you watched Fringe?
I watched the first season and then I stopped.
Yeah, so there's
a bad habit of, like, being like, this was a good season. This is a good show. I was so stressed out watching it that, like, when it comes back, I'm like, I don't remember how I enjoyed it. I just remember the stress.
Yep.
And so I don't watch the show.
Yeah, those seasons just kept getting better. But but there's a really interesting storyline in the first, second, third season.
At the end of the first season, I just know there was like you get the universe multiverse reveal.
Right. Okay. So you saw that.
Yeah.
So it was
and
interesting
I was
because
like and I went I remember seeing that going, "Oh, that's what this is about?"
Yeah.
"Oh, this is good."
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
I never watched it again.
But it kind of presented that where like it was two families, but they were the same family in different dimensions, and they like jumped dimensions to be able to kidnap
kid,
his son who died.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, spoilers for Fringe, show that's
been out forever.
Yeah.
Like, you would have been.
But
into
here's
it.
The thing if you watch the first season, it's still really interesting, and I didn't spoil anything that's like you're
there's
not going to get at some
kind
point.
There's only one really
and
bad episode.
Yeah.
In it,
yeah. There's
which
one
is
bad
the
episode.
The stupid crocodile.
Yeah. The
dumb
crocodile.
Shit.
Yeah.
But I like the Watcher people.
Yeah, the Watcher people are really interesting.
And the reason I started watching it is because it was right after Lost ended, and they and
right.
it was they were like, this JJ. Is going to tie into the Lost universe. Like, because J.J. Abrams is like, you know, uh-huh. like everything's connected. And I was like, well, shit, now I have to watch this kind of X-Files-y scary thing because I wanted Lost to continue. Uh-huh. And apparently, like, the area, like, the Tallahassee, J.J. Abrams has a thing about Tallahassee. And in Lost, that's a location where they did some weird-ass experiments on some kids in Lost. Uh-huh. And so, like, that ties into, like, I guess the main character.
The main character, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, there was a Lost connection. And I was like, well, that's cool.
But
like,
not enough of a connection for you to be watching, yeah.
But also, I wanted, like, more Lost still. Right. So that was also, I was like, well,
but that show is really good. And even though I've told you what sort of the, like, reveal in the first season is, like, the rest of the season is
there's still more shit.
Better.
I am, like,
there's lots of cool shit.
It's just, like, every episode's, like, some weird, freaky shit's happening.
Yeah, it's sort of like Law and Order meets X-Files, in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's definitely procedural. There's definitely, like, a case
like,
of
I guess
the
it's
day.
Sort of just X-Files. But it is, like, but it's not about aliens. It's about just weird anomalies that happen in the world that they're trying to hide.
It ain't be aliens. It ain't be aliens. It's just weird shit.
it's more weird, dimensional than
weird
yeah.
science.
Yeah. Stuff. Weird science stuff. Weird, like, yeah, it's very,
I
it's
need
really
a TV
good though.
Show about being in a simulation. I need that. That
you need
has
the Matrix TV show?
Yeah, but like better. Like the Matrix was like a good, like, here we are, but even that, but I want like, less Matrix-y, like, where it's just, like,
right,
the robots
right.
did it. I want, like, the universal...
Like, the universe itself is a... Well, that's kind of what the Matrix was, in a sense, but not to that extent. It's,
yeah,
like...
Not yeah, not with the premise of, like, oh, the robots took over, and, there
and
was
so then they put us
blah,
in
blah,
a thing.
Blah.
No, the entire
I
universe
want
itself
the
has
entire
always
universe
been.
Is a simulation and a where we're figuring it out, and I don't even know if I want the reveal of, like, who's controlling it.
Right.
I just want it to be like people figuring out for that that's what it is
yeah.
and learning how to manipulate it and then dealing with the consequences of are you actually manipulating it or are you just being programmed to manipulate it? Like I want that bubble rolling question.
So I was developing a show on my own so I can talk about it called Physic. And it was about this woman who by day was a mathematics professor
mm-hmm.
and by night black and white and gray hatted and so it was like a female hacker sort of person who lived this double life
mm-hmm.
and sort of I mean it had a lot of ties to Matrix, which probably is part of why I backed away from it, because I was like, this is too much like Matrix. But now that you're saying that, I think I could make it so that it isn't.
Yeah, you just need to make it so that it's not robots.
Yeah. So basically she black hatted, white hatted, gray hatted, whatever.
Shit, make it biblical
by
almost.
Night.
Like make it so that like you're searching for God, but not like
right.
God, but
so,
like
so
but
that,
kinda.
That's the whole conversation that would sort of happen in the beginning is like that Einstein believed in God, but Einstein believed in a God that was when he talks about God, he means the overarching parameters of the universe that control everything,
the
not an actual
the rules of the universe.
The rules of the universe. And so, but what she discovers is the code that
Ooh.
Controls things in her universe. So as she's messing with code, things in her universe are changing.
Ooh.
And so then she's so that was a really interesting thing. And I didn't know where to go from. So the original premise of it, but I don't know where this is just like spitballing ideas. But like the original premise was that she discovered that and ended up being kidnapped by like this anarchist group who was trying to use her to control those things. And she was basically fighting back. But I think that it's more interesting if it's. Because that was like my action oriented thing, and mm-hmm. I was like, and then I backed away from it because I was like, that's just basically Matrix where somebody's able to use the code. So I feel like it's more interesting if it's like
and
she just discovers.
Westworld has little elements of
Westworld
that too.
Westworld definitely has elements
but
of that.
But Westworld, even in itself, it's still like there's a real world, and then there's
so that's
there's
fascinating,
the thing.
Right? Like
I
what
want
if you didn't have the real world?
No
what
real
if
world.
This was,
but you just but you're. You're like, yeah, it's like breaking the puzzle.
Yeah. So I think I'm
Make
just going to scrap
Spencer.
The second
I would
half
watch that show.
And just do the first half and figure out where that goes. Because I don't even know how she hacks into the code. I just like that she's like mathematically minded and is a, but it also understands code. And so when she sees this code that she's never seen before, she can kind of interpret some of it because it's like the build of the universe.
I mean, you could always go the right where, like, she figures out this code, but you know how, like, inventions or, like, people tend to figure things out around at the same time?
Yeah.
Where, so other people
are sort of cracking that code too.
Are kind of coincidentally, like, figuring it out. And then is that part of the, like the programmers going, let's see, like, it's the playing the Sims where you're like, fuck it, let the Sims be self, some of them be self-aware.
Yeah.
And, but you just don't know who the mastermind is. If there is one, or it's just this is what the programming was always meant to do, right, kind of thing.
It'd also be interesting to me if as, and like you're saying, making it biblical. So like as you go through Holy Scriptures, you're finding like Da Vinci coding it, where like you're finding these hints to like how to control.
Yeah. And like your stakes could be like maybe like as they're figuring out the code, like it is. It's revealing itself because it's ending or it's about to reboot or something like
something
that. Right,
something where it's,
where it's like, do we stop this? Do we make this go? Like,
do we continue it on this path or whatever? Yeah, so anyway, I don't know what to do with it, but it's interesting and it makes me excited. So I'm still going to explore it and see where it goes because it's an idea from a long time ago that I think could be cool. And like you said, it's something that interests both of us, I think, just the idea that, like, the universe is a simulation.
I used to be so anti-simulation.
I know you did. I knew you when you were anti-simulation.
You were the one, I think, who first, like, I heard about it, but I explained it. But you explained it, and then I got mad. I was like, no.
You're so mad.
This is not, I don't like this. This does not feel good. I don't like my brain wrinkling in this way. It's wrong. And then, like, over time, I'm like, you know what? I could accept this. This is fine. You know what? I'm embracing this. Let's do this. Give me the simulation.
Because how cool would it be if you found out the code? Because then basically you'd have magic.
Yeah.
Like you would be able to do shit.
Yeah, you'd have to be like, here's the code. Here you go.
But like I'm trying to figure out how she gets the code. And I don't know how she does that yet. Like, is it a computer that then connects to something that allows, like, that is able to get into a thing that connects into the fabric of the universe?
I mean,
or
there's
like,
so many ways that it could happen. It could happen. I mean, ideally, it doesn't happen by accident, or maybe it seems like an accident.
Right. Or maybe they're recruiting her and something. Like, a group is trying to break it, and they're recruiting her or something. I don't know. But it's better, I think, if she stumbles upon it herself.
She breaks into, like, some other, like, scientist network
that's
what they're doing.
Right, they're trying, and she's like, what the fuck is this? Maybe
But then she figures, like, she's the one who, like, they're trying to solve some puzzle. She hacks into their thing because fuck them. And when she hacks in, she becomes intrigued with their puzzle that they're trying to figure out. Yeah. And then she solves it, and then all of a sudden
another interesting angle would be, like, to have her do something. I don't know specifics how it would work, but like basically she is hired to hack into this thing. She gets into it and she sees all this code for a chair, and it's like color, like it whatever it is, like it's the code for the chair.
I just wanted her to have a Tonks moment as you're saying
yeah
I know you're doing chair, and I'm like, no, give her, make her Tonks.
Yeah,
and she's,
I
just
know.
Like,
wait. Yeah.
Oh.
but even if she realized that and she was like, this is a code for a chair.
Yeah.
And then she like, it would have to be something bigger. It'd have to be something like, this is a code for a building. And then she's like, what happens if I just change the, like, but she's like, I'm just gonna go in here and fuck with this just because that's her personality. And so like she's like,
oh man,
I recode this to orange. And then she sees on the news, I don't know what it would be. It wouldn't be a building. Have to be something that then on the news would be like, in other news, like this in Seattle, this building suddenly like did or this whatever, this park suddenly turned into a thing. And she's like, wait, I did that. Via that code.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
So she's like drawing
content,
and so she hacks
back
into it.
I love this because like she's gonna end up having like people are gonna like, if she takes the code from. I love that we're just like brainstorming a show on the podcast, because this is honestly, this is the writing sessions. This is how we write, which is me going, what about this? And then like Spencer builds the plot.
It's collaborative, and then
I go, but like, what about this part? And then there's more building.
Yeah, and then building, and then we go, yeah.
And then, yeah, and then it just turns into, welcome to how you brainstorm.
What happens when Luis isn't here? We get out of hand.
A show. Honestly, yeah, because Luis brings it back.
Yeah.
And we're like, wait, oh,
we can't just talk about how to make shows. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well,
although he'd be down. I think he'd be in this conversation.
Oh, yeah. No, he'd be into it. But then I think we'd like go like, oh, wait, what are we doing? Because we'll just keep our like, oh, yeah. Because I do want to keep talking about it. And I know we shouldn't. I know we super shouldn't.
No, it's fine. I mean, whatever. It's like, it's just the people listening to this are usually creative. They probably appreciate like us just thinking through stuff. That's fun. I would listen to it.
Yeah, I want.
Hey,
like,
let us know if you listen to us.
Yeah. Go on the Slack.
Go on Slack. Let us know if you're listening. But yeah, I think that would be really interesting if she like finds a way to do that.
The Slack invite. How do we do that?
He showed me how to do it. Okay. So I'll update it this week.
All right. If
but if you want to get on the Slack, you can always just message me too, and I'll add you.
Yeah.
On Twitter, I have my DMs open. But yeah, it would be really interesting if like she's suddenly starting to discover this way that she's able to mess with, and she's like, wait, these people are fucking with the world.
There's got to be like some person who's like figured this out forever ago, but they were keeping it low key.
Yeah.
And they're just like, what are you doing? You can't.
Yeah, and maybe the people that hired her, she's like, you don't know what you're like. Like they hired her to do it because she's the best, but like they also don't like they know what they're hacking into, and so she's like, guys, you're hacking into like the world, and they're like,
no shit,
that's what we're doing. Why do you think we're paying you so much money?
Can there be a moment where she's like, are we in the Matrix? And they're like, no,
fuck no, yeah,
no, it's not like the Matrix. There's no fucking robots out there. Like, no, this is just.
This you is know, just the way the universe is made.
But also, it is
kind
of like the Matrix, but they're just like adamantly like,
no,
you're an idiot. But
how do you know robots aren't trying to keep it? They're like, no.
No. No. No.
Then there's somebody who's been outside of, well, then it's like
no,
somebody.
No, you can't, like, that's the thing. As long as like the outside is never revealed to be like a person.
Right.
Like, it just has to be.
So what would, I guess we wouldn't exist outside of it. You just are aware that it exists.
Yeah, because that was the key to the Matrix, is that we were all plugged in.
Right.
This is like, no, you are code.
No, you are literally
code.
Your
existence is code.
Like, you could change you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could do the Matrix.
And you could maybe do, like, some type of, like, I mean, the way the code is that there are, like, souls and energy or whatever.
Right.
But, like, it's still all code. Like, your soul code gets transferred when you die into something else.
Into something
like, it doesn't
else,
actually disappear. It just gets rewritten into something else. So you could keep it all, like, spiritual and, like, zen. Like, we're all part of the universe still because we're all
like
part of
the code.
Like,
the code is recycled. Like, the code can't be created or destroyed.
Yeah. The code can't be created or destroyed, just manipulated. Yeah. Ah! This is the best! Oh, my God!
So it's the law of thermodynamics, but it's in code.
So but like, then something's like, fucking it up. That's the thing. It's not, and it's like disappearing, but they don't know where.
They don't know where it's going.
Oh! Guys!
We have a show!
We have a show!
All right, we're going to write it. It's
going to
happen.
It has to be a show, right?
It has to
like,
be a
I
show.
Think, I'm like, I don't
it could
see
be a
drawing.
Book.
I don't see drawing this.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it could be storyboarded, but it
kind of needs to be a show.
I see the visuals.
Well, it could be a graphic novel.
Yeah, but the effects of something changing would be so
it
much
could
better
be a
seen.
Visual graphic novel, like a motion,
I mean,
graphic,
all graphic
novel.
Novels are.
But I mean, like something. Where, yeah, I guess that's true. They're all visual. But sorry, what I meant is a motion graphic novel where like you read it and then you could AR it and then just like see the movement in your phone or what. Like you turn it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, those aren't.
That's
as
not as
fun
though.
This could be a virtual reality game.
Oh yeah, that's what it would be. It'd be a game. It'd be virtual reality
or a virtual reality movie.
Oh, be.
I know they're starting to do that. Facebook
they
just
are
did one.
Starting to do that. That would be really cool to do it as like a, I don't know. Yeah, I think it might be better as a linear story as opposed to a narrative, straightforward as opposed to like a game, because I feel like in a game you're trying to figure it out, and once you've figured it out then you can modify things and it feels like a game.
The only thing with the game is that you could figure out that you're. It's like you could do the weird heady meta thing
where it's
where
like,
you're,
oh, I'm in the game.
I'm in the game. You could kind of. Play with that.
Yeah, I had a game idea, a video game idea, where you basically are playing this character who's washed up alone on this island, and you're finding all these clues about where you. It's sort of Lost-ish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Where you like are on this island, you're figuring, you going through, and you're figuring out all these clues, and then there's an area that's blocked off, and you slowly start to discover that you are being that your actions are being controlled by somebody. Ooh. But you're not discovering that. The character is discovering that their actions are being controlled by something, and you as the player...
Oh, very Sophie's World.
Yeah. You as the player are realizing that you are controlling this character in a government experiment where they are doing mind control.
Spencer!
Isn't that cool?
Yes!
And then this character breaks away from you, so you're trying to, like, reconnect, like...
It's like Uncontrolled Sims.
Yes. But it's then the second half of the game is you versus that character.
Oh!
That you were the whole time, that broke now is broken away from you and is trying to, like, find you.
And so you've, like, built this character, too, because, like, yes. You've influenced the decisions. Uh-huh. And so...
I'm not a video game designer.
Okay, so here's what happens. you have to Lost this.
Right.
Lost had, they had a video game with that you played other survivors on the island. So you were
interesting. Okay.
So you had your own whole storyline that kind of interacted a little bit with the main storyline that was on the show, but it was its own complete story.
Right.
So you'd have to do something similar where there's the show where like, I don't know what we're calling it. It's not The Matrix. Not The Matrix. where that's going on, but you could have this side video game thing that's tied into where somebody,
right?
Like they're not a coder, they're not anything, but they're just realizing that
something is weird,
and they're being controlled and all this stuff, and like let that be. And you could have that add to the lore of like, oh, does that mean in the show that there is someone manipulating, like a conscience?
Right.
But is the conscience like a person, or is it like something else that we just can't comprehend?
Right. And you're playing
and
that
you
thing.
Can't, and they can't even control it because you at some point, because free will somehow seems to still be a thing.
Right.
Maybe.
Well, when he breaks, because like when he breaks away, he would suddenly be doing things on his own, but it's like, how would he... Then you'd have to, like, then it'd be you trying to, you against him as he's trying to escape this.
And you could always ask the questions of, like, am I being allowed to escape, or is this also part? Like, you could add those questions and, like, just kind of keep it heady in that space where it's just like, what's, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. That's so good. That's so great. Oh, man.
We got a video game and we have a show. Okay. I think we've done our work here.
6 seasons and a game show.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Hell yeah.
That's pretty okay. So Colby asked a question in the question Slack, and I was just gonna bring it up because it's not heady, but it's just weird, and we've been talking about weird stuff. He asked, "Would you rather have pens for fingers or the other way around?"
Your face is amazing. Because I visualize.
I would definitely rather have pens for fingers than fingers for pens.
I think so.
Because then I could just draw on it.
I'd still be able to draw.
Here's the thing, though. I would want the Wolverine hand, but with pens. I don't want to be able to go shing and have a pen and then take it out.
It's hard to draw that way.
No. I'd take it out. I'd want to be able to remove it.
Oh, no.
So
that
I'd go
hurts.
Like cring and then just no, but it wouldn't hurt. It'd be like detachable. So I'd be like shing and then the pen would come out and then I'd just take it and write with it then stick it back in because I lose all of my pens.
I just know it'd be super annoying because I like drawing with your finger is not pleasant.
Yeah, that's why I'd want the Wolverine one where you're just storing pens in your hand. So I always have a pen because I feel like I always lose my pens. And I just had a thing, I could even if
that's
just not
the question.
I know.
It's either that or like every pen you grab is a pudgy
then I'd
finger,
rather
which is like, that's why I made the face. Cause like the one way I was like, okay, fingers. Okay. I'd be like an Edward Scissorhandy. That's weird. And then I just imagined the other thing. And I was like, oh no, it's just floppy fingers everywhere. Like,
yeah,
just ugh, no. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I guess finger pen. Do we have to refill them? Are they like, or is that your blood? Like, what's going on there?
Ooh, your blood. It's like Harry Potter. It's your blood. It always comes back to Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, but would it hurt?
It, well.
It's not scratching you. Her spell was like particular.
Yeah, it was using the blood.
Luis, don't listen to this. Stop.
Luis, stop listening
stop
to it
listening
right
to
now.
This.
I don't know. I think it would probably be ink, and it depends. Is it cybernetic or is it natural? Because if it's cybernetic and you've gotten implants, then yeah, you would probably have a refiller thing right here at your knuckle,
oh,
and
God,
you just
that'd
like
be so annoying.
Fill it. Like
I like the idea.
I want pencil like mechanical pencils where you have to put the little
if
lead.
If it's mechanical
into the...
Oh wait, no, that's iron. Isn't it's charcoal? Is charcoal iron, or is it just carbon? It's just straight up carbon.
Just straight up carbon.
Mm. I was trying to figure out how you would take iron pills. Like if you're anemic, you take iron.
Well, you can take charcoal.
And then you could like use that as your refill somehow. Like it's in your blood.
Yeah, it's in your blood. So,
so you could write, but like it's like just a part of you where it's like a... like it's like
that's a good thought.
Like your fingernails are charcoaled now or something, where it's just like you can just write.
I mean, I think in this universe, right, where fingers are pens, like you kind of got to suspend disbelief for a minute. So
I just have black fingernails all the time. Like it would just be charcoal.
Sure, or you could naturally produce
charcoal boogers. I'm sorry. I just went back to art school where you're in class and like you're using charcoal and like you're breathing it in, and then you later in the day you blow your nose and
it's just charcoal.
Boogers.
Yeah. I'm thinking like, if we modified the question and instead of pens they were pencils, that you could form graphene naturally in your body and it's like pushing out from your finger, like it's pushing out from your fingertips.
Oh
and
man,
so
you just get have files like, to like
yeah to file it
so
down
you
to
could,
a,
like,
yeah
actually yeah I'm okay I'm on board with that that's fine
yeah that's pretty cool
yeah
I'd like that because then you could just like
ink is just like
you, but
trouble.
Here's the thing, if you had it from when you were young, you'd be so good at drawing with it that it'd
be
like
it'd
be a whole new thing to like finger painting.
I think everybody would be able to draw.
Ooh, maybe, because they would always be holding a pencil.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the key to getting people to draw. We just have to implant graphene into their fingers.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is graphene what's it? Am I using that wrong? Graphite.
Graphite.
Graphene's probably something else. Sorry, science. I should know what that is, but I don't. I don't know the difference. Somebody tell me the difference. I'd love to learn the difference. Oh, wow, this ties right in. Martin asks, you lose a limb and get to replace it with a cybernetic prosthetic. What would you lose?
Oh no, I hate this question.
One of your limbs. Well, you only have two choices. You have an arm or a leg.
Yeah, I like all my bits. I don't want to lose my bits. Like, it's just.
But you lost a limb, tragically. But they said to
and
you.
And like a limb, like it's not like a piece. It's like a whole.
No,
it's
like
a whole
arm or a whole leg. But you lost it tragically, and you didn't have to like. You have to say like, okay, cut off my arm so I can get this cybernetic. It's you lost an arm. You either have no arm or no leg. Or you get this cybernetic prosthetic that you can use to
and
do
it's
shit.
Like my arm, like essentially.
You can it's a
it can
cybernetic
do the things.
Yeah. It's a cybernetic one. It's like a sci-fi arm or leg. Which one would you do? Which side?
God damn it. I need my parts.
So here's what I would do. I would do a cybernetic left hand because I think that's the least useful for me is my left hand. And then I program it to be better than my right hand so I could be ambidextrous and I could do things with both hands.
Okay, is it metal or is it like fleshy on the top?
So I think you could choose. I think in this futuristic society where cybernetic prosthetics actually exist, I think they've probably figured out how to make it look like skin. Yeah, make it look like skin, but also have it do the things you want to do. Like it could have super strength and it could squeeze lemons really hard or, you know, whatever you need to do. I don't know why squeezing lemons is my example, but
here's the thing. Honestly, it's like, because I'm not losing my right hand. I'm going to always forever need this to draw. Honestly, my thing goes to like, it goes to pole dancing. Cause I'm like, okay, what do I need? And I was like, I need skin because you need the skin to stick.
You could get skin.
So now the question is, what will be more useful? Do I need a better like arm grip so I'm never tired, or like is it better to have like a super strong leg so you could do like some weird cool shit?
I don't know. I think an arm is going to be way more useful because you have a thumb on your arm, so you're going to be able to actually pick stuff up. Where with a cybernetic foot, you might like leg, you might not be able to. You'd have like really fast strength or really fast running, but only on that one leg. Right? Like, I could punch somebody with my left hand.
Yeah, but then you
can,
like, rest
right
on the cybernetic leg. Like, when you're like, you know what? I'm going to hop now. You just hop everywhere. There's, like, one leg, like, it's okay. I don't even feel this.
I don't know about that. I think you'd probably feel it.
You'd feel it in the joint.
Yeah, you'd feel it on like, your hip where it would be. But, I think I'd do my arm. And I think I would be able to, like, I think I'd want to program it to, like, be able to do kung fu and shit so that I could do kung fu with one of my hands.
Yeah, I guess that is the best route.
You could teach your left hand to write Japanese.
How would it? Oh.
You just program it. So you tell it what you want, and then your hand writes it. It's like Google Translate, but in your arm.
Well, but then your brain still doesn't understand what it's writing. You still need your brain to do the bit where you're like...
No, you don't need it. You would translate it via hand.
Weird. Okay, sure. I'd do that then. I'll steal your idea.
Okay, okay.
Because I'm like, I don't...
I think that's, yeah. I don't think you're stealing my idea. I think just if you think through all the different options, I think that's probably the most useful.
There's probably some awesome leg things that we just don't, we're just not aware of that's right true. Now. There's probably a thing where it's just like, no, you want the leg because
but,
like...
But here's the thing. If it was just one leg, I don't know how useful it would be. If it was both legs... I could see it being super useful because you could run, you could like jump really high, you could like do all sorts of shit. I guess you could jump if you ran and then just like leapt with that one leg.
Yeah, but if it's like a stabilizing situation system in the leg, like you might be able to, it might be able to like essentially.
What
do
an
the
awkward
work up
superhero
to...
that like gets one leg replaced and they just do weird shit with that one leg.
Isn't that Cyborg?
I mean, I think he has an eye. Andy, I think he has an arm.
I think
arm.
Most of his body is.
And I'll look it up. I'm not a cyborg.
Or is it like half of him? I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up because I'm not a cyborg.
All I know,
expert.
weird, gross trivia. All I know, Cyborg still definitely has his dick. Apparently, DC.
Oh, well.
DC or is it DC? Yes, DC had to like confirm that.
Why?
Because here's the thing. Because weird. Black culture history thing, because people in like old school media and stuff, they like to essentially dehumanize or demasculinize black dudes. Like it's like an emasculating thing.
Right.
So it's like, how do we have like the super powerful hero, but at the same time he can't be too powerful? So there's the essence of removing that and emasculating him would be part of that process and stuff. So it's just like, well, he's a super powerful black man, but he's not gonna like take a girl,
right?
Like it's that weird mentality. So more recently, like they've confirmed, they're like, no, he's a person. He's intact.
He's got things. He's
not
got
a
bits.
Person. Like he's intact to in order to like remove that
stigma.
Emasculating
that's
aspect
cool.
of the situation. And it's like one of those things where I'm like, wow, that's really fascinating. Like it, like I don't. But it's a lot to like also like
yeah.
process because you're like, you don't like that doesn't define masculinity.
Right. Yeah. That's
like there's layers that I am not qualified.
So you're saying is Cyborg is like an onion.
Yeah.
He's got layers. He's
but
like
there's
a donkey.
Also like history to it where it's just like it shouldn't be important,
right.
but it is because culturally things
yeah.
were fucked.
Okay. I'm looking at the photos and a lot of them look like he has both legs. Well, actually, the newer ones look like they're both robot legs. But then there's older drawings where it's like metal and it's wrapped around, and then there's like slits, and you can see the skin through the slits. So I don't know if it's just augmenting his legs or if
I know
it
he was,
actually
his story is that his dad was making some cool shit, and then there was an explosion, and he was in the explosion, and then his dad made him a cyborg because his dad was dealing with robots, and it was like, son, you're not gonna die. I'm gonna make you badass.
So. It looks
so it's,
like,
I think it just depends on like which story
which
and how.
Story. Well, and like a lot of it, his legs are covered, so you can't even tell.
Yeah.
So you could have
that's
two.
That's easier
you
to
could
draw.
Have one. Yeah.
That's just the artist going. I'm just gonna.
Now there is a Superman who is a half Superman, half cyborg, or Terminator. I can't tell, but he has one cybernetic leg, one cybernetic arm, and half of his very ribbed abs. Like the abs are just like. Bulging from
they're
his
definitely
suit,
robot
course.
Abs
definitely robot abs but only half of them and then half of his face is also cyborg so I don't know what that means or if that's canon if it is if
what
you know
weird,
any more about this conversation
what a weird situation with the abs because if you're like half abs and then like you just have a bad exercise week and like
yeah
you just
and your
start
other
losing,
abs yeah
and you're just like I guess what
this I got a
just,
three pack
yeah
and
but
the three
like
pack
it's like
is
an
on
awkward,
my left
like,
side,
left
yeah.
side and you're like don't look at this side
you start not, you start sucking it in just on one
like,
side yeah this is my good side but see here's the hard thing his cybernetic arm shoulder ab side is the opposite side of his cybernetic face
so, it's
so
like
when
a
he's
weird...
taking yes well I mean it looks good because it's like balanced but when he's going to picture day he has to choose whether he's gonna show his human
I
head.
I mean, no
and...
matter what, he's gonna have like robot parts showing.
Yeah, exactly. He's gonna have to have, but he has to decide like, do I want my robot face showing? But my So anyway, it's just little first world Krypton problems.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to when I'm super old and I just go, just plug me into the internet.
I'm so excited for that.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Like, if my body's just, like, gone and you can't put me into a newer, younger clone version of my body that didn't already have a personality or soul. Like, I don't want it to be, like, a twin.
You
want to,
like,
just straight up, like, you just recloned all my parts and we're like, we're just going to move your mind in here.
Right.
Do over. Hell yes. But, yeah, or if that's not an option, yeah, plug me into the computers.
I'm all about it. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go into it. Ready to go into a robotic body. As soon as it's, like, safe. As soon as it's, like, you'd be fine.
I want to live my human life first.
Yeah, exactly.
I want, like, it's, like, when I'm old and, like, nothing's going on, but I want to know the rest of the stories of, like, all the stories forever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then I'll be ready to enter the hive mind.
I'm ready now. I want to go into a robot, and then I want them to shoot me into space so I can go explore.
Feels like it would be end up being boring.
Yeah, I feel like it would be.
I'm like, the space is real big.
But the thing is, like, if I stored all of the information on the internet in my head for the duration of the trip, like, if I had a ship that could store all the information and I could just tap into it and just go on the internet.
You know what's gonna suck though?
What?
You're gonna figure that out, and then we're gonna be like, hey guys, there's multiple dimensions. And we're like, damn it.
God damn it.
And we're like, wait, how do we get there? How do we get there? Sorry, man. Like, you're in this tech right now. We don't have the tech to make you a fifth dimensional. I'm sorry. And I'm going to be like,
I'm going to be so disappointed. At that point, I'd be like, put me back in a body. Put me back in a body.
Put me back in a body. We're going to figure this shit out because I want to get to the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
we're going to do this. We're going to time travel. Let's go. Like, come on. And then. Yeah, and then everything goes to shit.
That's what happens when you start invading other dimensions. Okay, so one more question. So we chose our favorite Chris, Nick Fireball says.
Yes.
So we chose our favorite Chris, which is Paul Rudd. Now choose...
I love that.
Now choose your favorite Ryan.
Oh, wait, what are the Ryan options? Did I know Gosling?
Gosling, Reynolds.
Reynolds, yeah.
Ryan.
Is it just the two?
Seacrest.
Well, he's not going to get picked. Mind you, that man hustles.
That man does hustle.
He
Holy
hustles.
Shit.
I will give him credit for that. I'm just like, it's too much for me.
The Ryans of Hollywood, I'm going to type.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll come up. Oh, Ryan Phillip, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Ryan Philippe.
Philippe. Yeah, Ryan Gosling. Ryan Hurst from Remember the Titans.
I don't know what that, no.
Hot male celebrities named Ryan and IMDb list. Let's look. Ryan Gosling, Ryan Philippe, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Eggold.
Who's that?
Don't know.
Okay.
Ryan Quanten from True Blood. He's a handsome man, but I don't know.
I don't watch that.
Well, I guess it's just Ryan, the three right. Ryans.
Of those, then I'm going
to pick. Ryan Seacrest, too.
I'm going to pick Reynolds. I think he seems to have a cool sense of humor and down to earth. Gosling is a beautiful man, but I feel like I don't think him and I would get along. Like, I just feel
Why is that?
It's all in my head, obviously, because I don't know these people.
Right.
But I feel like Ryan Gosling has an air of pretentiousness, but not from him. Like, not like him being, like, a snob. I think he just likes nice things, and I would feel so, like, oh, I like just eating at Burger King. Like, I just feel like he would just, and like I don't even think he would be like, oh, you eat at Burger. It would just be like, oh, he just doesn't eat there. He just doesn't run in those circles. And I just would be so intimidated by the circles he runs in.
Totally. Like, yeah, like it's just outside of the way that you live.
Well, yeah, that I would just be like, I don't.
There's
also
Ryan Lochte. I want to throw him into consideration.
Ooh, wait, is that the...
No, that's the asshole who got arrested for doing weird
shit
in the
Olympics. I was just like, why do I not like that name? I was just like, is that a swimmer man?
Yeah, he's a swimmer man. He's the one who hosts National Geographic's Shark...
Oh, bullshit. He sucks. Fuck him. No. No. Yeah, I think Reynolds is like...
Yeah,
a cool dude.
He's probably
He'd be fun.
Cool.
Even though Deadpool... I like him as Deadpool. The movies are for... young teenage boys, so it's kind of like, I get it. It's fine that it exists for me. Entertainment that exists for teenage boys of the entertainment that's out there, good job. That's great. Like, sincerely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Reynolds.
I think that's the right choice too. I think Ryan Gosling is more mysterious, which would be
like he's just
that
like,
makes me feel
spooky.
Like, oh, I want to know what he's about, like the mysterious. And here's the thing, I think he's probably incredibly nice. In fact, I think he's probably nicer than Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
I think Ryan Reynolds could probably be an asshole sometimes, but he's so mysterious that I'm sort of like, maybe not.
And I'm always surprised.
Ryan Reynolds,
funny.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he also did Green Lantern, so I feel like he's sort of humble.
And he's very self-aware. And yeah. I think he could take a joke. Yeah, Gosling, every time he's funny in a movie, I'm always surprised.
Right.
What was that movie he did where it was like the 70s in LA with the other with Gladiator? I think it was Gladiator Man.
Let me look.
And he had like a daughter, and it was like the movie had a horrible issue with like the way they portrayed women. Like you could tell the director just was like, you have a very obvious issue. Well, it opens up with like a dead porn star body. Like,
is it The Place Beyond the Pines?
No, a comedy.
It's a comedy. Okay.
It's about LA and about the auto industry and smog.
I mean,
and like
Drive's about the auto industry, but that's very different.
And two detective, like not detectives, but like what's the personal ones? The ones
Private Eyes.
It's about two Private Eyes and like tracking down like these like weird murders.
Do you know who my favorite Ryan is?
Which is your favorite Ryan?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh.
He's my favorite Ryan.
Oh my God, yes.
Right? Okay.
Oh, I love him. I've liked him since Bubble
Boy. He's the best Ryan. Yes, absolutely.
I honestly still genuinely enjoy Bubble Boy. I know like it's a dumb movie. And I tried watching Donnie Darko and I was like, oh, this is too deep for me, but he's pretty. And then most of his movies I can't watch because he's too deep. And too dark and too dramatic. And I'm like,
Nightcrawler. Amazing.
First movie that I was just like, you are not a handsome man in this. You are not pretty. You were like, but he didn't do anything. He just acted creepy.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing, like he transformed into like, hi, I'm a charming man to like he Clark Kented it. And he's just like, he like just his body language. And I was just like, as soon as he was on screen, I was like, ooh, no, I don't. Where's Jake?
Jakey, where'd you go?
Where's handsome Jake? But amazing movie.
Amazing, yeah, great movie. I just watched
really
Split.
Inaccurate the way they like deal with like I worked at a news station.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of, it's a story, but still like it was good.
I just watched Split for the first time. Have you seen that?
No, I heard it's amazing.
Okay, so I just watched it. It's definitely worth watching. I'm not going to spoil it because there are spoilers in it, but.
I've heard it's a thing. I've heard a thing.
Yeah, you've heard a thing about it. But that isn't.
But not like a twist. It's just like, oh, it's a thing.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a thing.
Thing. That's a thing. We both know what you're saying, and I don't want to announce it because people
just in case
but,
someone doesn't know what the thing is. But there's a thing that's a thing.
There's a thing that is a
and
thing.
And when you watch it, and if you watch Shyamalan.
If you
stuff,
know Shyamalan, yeah, you'll recognize
you'll
this.
Understand the thing, and you're going to be like, oh.
Oh, that's a
really?
Thing.
And
yeah.
And you go, really?
And then the movie
okay.
ends.
Okay, and they're like,
That's it's literally the last moment is where that thing happens. So that's interesting. But the movie itself was really interesting, and I thought it was good. The best part about it was fucking James McAvoy. McAvoy? That's his last name, right?
Yeah.
His acting was unreal.
I just, again, I'm like, another person I don't want to see be scary because he's good at being scary.
He's really good at it, but then he also plays, so in case you don't know, and this is not a spoiler either, it happens within the first like 30 minutes of the movie. He basically, and it's also the title of the movie, he has split personality. He has a lot of personalities.
And one of them's evil.
And well, actually, a lot of them are not good. And, but he plays all of them as independent characters, and he plays them so well.
He like, did the what's that TV show with the girl that does the things and the splits and what? The things.
The splits.
There's a TV show it's one actress. She plays a shit ton of characters, like all the clones.
Oh, Orphan Black.
Yeah, apparently, like it's like that kind of level.
It
of,
is.
Like, oh shit.
Oh, and I just watched What Happened to Monday too. So I've been watching lots of movies where people play multiple characters.
I've never heard of
it. It's
what
a Netflix movie. It was Glenn Close and I can't remember who else, but it was fine. It was good. I mean, it was worth watching. I wouldn't say it was a masterpiece, but it was definitely flawed. But at the end, I was like, that was cool. It had a really interesting premise. The premise is basically that that there is it's sort of a Children of Men universe where you're only allowed to have one child.
Okay.
And this grandfather, who's played by Willem Dafoe, secretly takes custody of his daughter had 7 children.
Oh shit.
And I think she died. I can't remember. She's not in it. But anyway, he has to take care of them. And he's like, I can't let these children die. Like, these are children. You can't just kill. But basically what they do is they say, we're not going to do that. We're just going to take them and, like, cryogenically freeze them and tell
the population. It's like a weird overpopulation situation.
And so he's like, but, like, for all intents and purposes, they're dead to me because I don't ever get to see them grow up. So you can't take the other 6. So basically he secretly coordinates for them to be hidden and taken back to his to the place that he buys for them and where he raises them. And they're each named a day of the week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh.
And they can only go out. They're all identical twins. And they can only go out on the day of the week that corresponds to their name.
Oh.
So they all get time out of the house. And they all look exactly like, and they do their makeup the same, and they put on a wig that's the same, and they do everything the same, and they have to, at the end of the night, they have to, like, tell each other
what happened,
and they have video cameras that they can show recordings so they can, like, show people what happened, and they have to do that every single night.
This sounds like a youth novel.
It is. It sounds like it's exactly like that, and it has the flaws of a young adult novel as well.
Okay.
So then
we should write a youth novel because then you could have it be flawed.
I know.
Like, and
that's
it would be fine.
It'd be fine. But you can basically like she can basically go out that one day and that's it. And but they all have different personalities and they're all on screen at the same time usually. So it's like crazy because there's 7 of the same actress playing all these different characters.
Oh, neat.
And then Monday goes missing. And so Tuesday can't go out.
Until they find Monday.
Well, Tuesday can't go out. Yeah, well, I mean, they have to find Monday. But they're like, but does Tuesday go out and pretend that everything's fine while the rest investigate where Monday went? Or does everybody stay inside? How does that work? So it's like they have to try and figure out how they're going to find her while not tipping off the authorities that there's
the more of
7
them.
Of them.
Interesting. What a good concept.
So it's an interesting premise. And the movie was okay. It was the premise really carried the movie. Like everything else was just sort of
which is like most young
right.
No,
so if
novels.
The premise had been mediocre, the movie would have been bad.
Okay.
But
okay.
Because the premise was so good, it carried the bad moments because you're like,
but
it's still
see
such
what
a
this
cool
is.
Idea. Like it's just such, and there's a really good twist. Like the end twist is really great. And there's obviously pieces that don't work and like things, so it's definitely not a perfect movie, but like I would watch it. I would recommend watching it if for nothing else than just like experiencing a really cool premise
okay.
that probably could have
I'll
been
just read
better
the synopsis,
in somebody's
head. It's one of those where I'm like, I'm just gonna read it.
Yeah.
And like figure that out just because I'm like, I like the concept,
yeah.
but I don't want to watch a movie.
Yeah. Well, it's worth it. It's not that long, and you could put it on and you know and be doing something else while you do it. It's not a movie that like you necessarily have. I mean, you should pay full attention to it.
You know what's weird?
But I'm not saying you need to. It's
you know
like you
weird?
Could watch
if
it and be
was,
like, oh shit.
If this was an anime, I'd be like super on board.
It's just what we like.
It's
just our preferences.
It's just one of those things where I'm like, oh man, this would have been great animated. Because I forgive so many flaws in animation, like story wise and things like that. Because generally the concepts
are
there.
Cool.
And I usually forgive a lot because it's hard to make an animation.
Right.
So it's just like, oh, okay, you could take your shortcuts and stuff. But seeing like all of that animated would be kind of like.
Oh, yeah. Seeing that animated. Yeah.
Would be like, oh, all right, here we go.
But it was definitely interesting. It'd be worth worth exploring if you like sort of B or C level sci-fi, which I'm so on board with because it's cheesy and like fun, but. Also, it has a really good, interesting premise.
I'm trying to figure out what's the name of this episode going to be.
Oh, God.
It's just too heady.
It's too heady.
But not even. It's just brainstorm.
Yeah. And it's just talking about movies. That's all we've done is
talk about movies and try to make a movie, TV show,
and a video
game thing.
Holy shit.
That we didn't write down at all.
That's okay. It's all recorded.
It is, but still.
I just listened to it. I was going to look up what...
We need to work on chapter 2.
I've started
brainstorming. Yay! Awesome.
I've started the brainstorm process.
Cool.
But yeah, it's I'm really excited because I'm starting to like it, I'm starting to get that thing where it's like, oh wait, this is happening. Oh, okay. It's like my brain's starting to like come full circle to like the like, and you're almost ready to, you know what I
yes!
mean? Or like you're like, yeah, you're building up to it. So okay. So over the break, I was like, this is about Ruby in case you guys
RubyWhipple.com, you guys, you should go yeah. there. We have ads on there now. Turn off your ad blocker.
It helps us.
It sincerely does. Please
share with your friends. But yeah, you've been working really hard on all of the pages. So
I've been cutting it close.
I know.
I've been staying up real late, real late. Trying.
I was hoping
you'd
get ahead during the.
I thought so too, but turns out having your mom like in your house the whole time, and you have to entertain, and so you're still staying up super late because like they finally went to sleep, and you're like, oh, I have time to actually like focus and draw now and play the music I want to play and. Like, so, yeah, I tried to get it.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. So, I don't know if you know, but on New Year's, Hannah and I and Jane.
Yes.
Played D&D for the first time.
I hung out with Jane on New Year's Day, and she was just like, yeah, I was playing D&D. I was like, oh, yeah. She was like, your friend Spencer. I was just like, wait, when did that happen? And, like, I forgot how. I was just like, how did you guys know? I was like, oh, because we all played game night.
We played game,
it's all good. Like, but for, like, half a second, I'm like, how did my worlds collide? Where did that
come from? Well, Bailey met Jane at the... So Bailey's our like, DM for
yeah, but it took a second to be like, how did that happen? And then I guess like the next session, because she's going to be there, but I'm not going to be there. And she's just like, I'm just hanging out with your friends. I'm like, it's all good. Please do. Hang out with my friends. Let's merge these friend groups. Please merge these friend groups. It'll make things indefinitely easier if everybody's friends. And then I don't have to decide where to hang out.
Like, we all just hang out together.
Please.
No, she's awesome. She's super awesome.
She's great.
We love playing. Yeah, we had such a good time. And we did a mission. I don't think we'll do it again. I'm not going to spoil everything in case she does the one shot again and I'm not there and she can do it with you.
Okay.
But it was a really fascinating.
I heard you guys broke her.
the DM?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not about, like, she did an amazing job for what we did because we broke the game.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you already know. So
I know is you had to solve a puzzle and then you weren't doing any of the things to solve the puzzle, but yet somehow it still worked out.
So we did not do one single roll of combat.
What?
The entire session.
How did you do that? Okay. How do you avoid combat?
I'm going to spoil it because you're probably going to be in any of the sessions that I do. Okay, so we're going to recap really quick. So this is a D&D one shot that was about... So Hannah was playing a ranger moon elf who specializes in hunting down giants.
Right. Okay.
I'm playing a dragonborn who is like fresh faced and doesn't know what he's doing yet. So doesn't like has a lot of charisma, has a lot of intelligence because book smart, but not a lot of wisdom.
Right.
And then she was playing just this like weird. Like, she was a level 6 and we were both level 1. So it was like a weird thing. But she was playing this character that her characteristics were like, she likes to touch people's faces. And she is like a, she collects weird things. Like, she's just very sort of, she's
like
half
eclectic,
orc, I think, or an orc. Or
eclectic, like.
Just like, eclectic and like strange, but interesting. Sort of, I mean, sort of like a.
Like a Luna Lovegood.
Yeah, sort of like a Luna Lovegood. But she was, she had spells. She had some spells she could do because she was level 6. Sorry if this is too nerdy. I mean, hopefully it's not too nerdy for the people listening.
Of course it's not too nerdy. Okay, why would you be listening to this show
if you were not,
not into this shit?
So basically the story was, we were all at this tavern together and we all met, we all got this like letter and we went down and we met with this guy who basically introduced us to this frost giant.
Okay.
Who was clearly distressed. And this frost giant's son had been captured. So the giants and the humans had like this understanding that they had a war for a long time and then they decided that they were going to stop the war because too many people were dying. So they had this like...
It's like a truce.
Truce. And then her and her son were in this... giant camp that was right on the border of between what's called.
I have so many questions already, and I'm trying to just be like.
Well, between the mountains and the forest, basically. Okay. And the forest is where the humans are, like where their land is, and the mountains is where the giants reside.
Okay.
And so they're right on the border. They're staying at a camp right there. And these humans came in and while the mother was gone, and took this, like, there's clearly, like, there's, like, dead bodies around, okay, and stuff. So he tried to fight back. His giant axe was, like, stuck in the ground or whatever. And he had been dragged. So you just saw the drag marks of them carrying this giant through the forest.
Okay. My question is, Hannah's character is a giant killer. So how does she react to this?
Right. So she yelled out, "Wait, I kill giants." And and then we're like, you can't say that out loud. You have to preface, like, this is not in character.
Yeah, you can't.
But I kill giants.
Because if you say that in character in the game, you're going to start a fight in the tower.
So Bailey was like, this is your first time playing, so you have to you have to preface it that you're not saying that in character. Or you are.
Or you are, yeah.
But she was like, oh, shit. So she played the whole time like she wasn't really comfortable doing this.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because she was like, I'm supposed to rescue a giant, and I'm really good at killing them.
Right, that's why I was just like, wait, she...
thing for her is that she had to, but she's a bounty hunter, so she takes any bounty she gets. Just most of them are against giants.
Okay. And so she's just like, this is the first time where it's like a giant is just like, yeah, hey, help me out. She's like,
I guess.
Okay.
I'm a bounty hunter. That's what I do. I guess I will. Yeah.
Wait, let me make sure I don't hit the wrong target. Like,
right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it's great. So the setup was really great. And so we ended up making our way. So we, there were these people called the Blood Riders that were basically giant haters. They were kind of like Nazis of the giant world, where like they hate giants, and like everybody else is cool with giants because they made the truce, but for some irrational reason, they were like, fuck it, we hate giants. So anyway, long story short, we find like the remains of the people who were killed, and we collect like stuff from them, and we find a letter that says like somebody has to be basically like the leader of the group of the Blood Riders still has to be convinced that doing this is a good idea, and it was signed with initials, so we had to figure out who the initials were. But basically what we found out is that the main guy, he was not gung-ho about killing. He didn't like giants, and he leads like this Blood Riders thing, but he wasn't like trying to start a war.
Right.
He didn't want to start a war. He was just like, this is how I feel about giants. I don't like them.
Yeah. But he didn't want bloodshed because
all of his people would die.
Yeah.
So he's being diplomatic and was like, look, I don't like them, but we're just going to be fine. We're just going to not like them.
They're going to stay where they are. We're going to stay here.
But then, we found out that...
Does not work, by the way.
No, doesn't work. It's not okay. Not okay to just blatantly not like a race for some...
Yeah, that's not cool.
Not cool. But not cool. Anyways, at least he wasn't like a warmonger, right? He's not a great person, but he wasn't trying to start a war. And so we found out that like his right-hand man, or maybe his lover, we don't know, this woman was actually kind of the devil in his ear saying like, no, you need to start this war. This is what's right.
Oh.
So we found her ring because she had her finger cut off because she was there.
Oh, shit.
And so we find them because we track the... go ahead.
Did Jane's character collect the finger?
She collected the finger, and she also collected the eyeballs and the tongue of the horse that was dead.
I love
and also
Jane
she
so
was
much.
Picking up she was picking up rocks too
I
along
love
the way.
Jane so much. She's I was picking just up like, wait a second. Rocks. I'm like, okay, I know what
Yeah. So
in our other game that we play, she's a character that like kind of she wasn't evil, but like she did a
she
thing
told
that
me this, and
it turned her evil. And so I mean, which has not been going well for her, turns out. But even though like our world is pretty fucked, so she's fine, but like within our group it's like a weird situation.
Yeah.
Cuz she kind of her character betrayed the group.
Ooh.
But not like betrayed us to be like evil toward us. It was more of like a Slytherin-y thing. Like she did a thing to like gain a thing, but she figured once she gained the thing, she could come back and be like, guys, I did this thing.
Yeah.
Isn't this like worth it? But
you were like, no, that wasn't
no,
worth it.
Like, cause also like there was so like she, like her character almost died. Like it was straight up like, oh man, you're so lucky we have someone who's like super, super good.
Yeah.
Cause none of our other characters gave a shit at that point of like, us as people were like, we don't want you to have to reroll. But us in character were like, our characters would not care.
Right.
So you'd probably, if it wasn't for this other character who's just really nice. And pretty much we broke that character because she was so nice. Yeah, it was a thing. That's crazy. That's why I was just like, okay, I'm like,
Yeah. So that's what she did. So she was totally in character doing that. And so we basically end up like, we try and sneak up. So we make it to where they've dragged the giant, right? We catch up to them because they're slow because they're dragging a giant in this giant cage. And he's locked in this huge ass cage because they're like four times the height of humans. And we approach and they yell out, "Who's there?" And we're like, "Fuck." And they have like over two dozen, like armed to the teeth.
No.
So we're like, "What do we do?" And so Jane yells out, "We're a group of travelers and we mean you no harm. We're just passing through." And then she can message. So that means we can talk.
Yeah.
Without everybody hearing. So we basically make this plan where we are hunting, the giant that, the mother. We act like we are bounty hunters hunting the mother of the giant that was taken, that actually came to us for help. And so we were looking for a giant and we noticed a path through the forest that looked like a giant could have made it. So we were following that path and we ended up here.
Okay.
It's like, we mean no harm.
And she rolled well?
Well, she has 20 charisma.
Oh.
So, yeah, she rolled really well.
Oh, that's great.
And so then I have high charisma, too. So we were able to, like, I mean, she did a lot of the talking because she already has a huge charisma, like, bonus. But when I needed
so
talk.
I'm so glad she's playing a character with charisma. Because in our game, she's, like.
Doesn't have any.
And that's part of the problem where, like, she's evil and also not charismatic. Not gonna lie, yeah. So you're like, yeah, we don't like anything you're doing.
Yeah.
The reason you're here is because you have, like, powers, but, like,
yeah.
Yeah, so, that's great.
So it's great. So then we had to basically lie to them and say, like, we're looking for this, but, you know, obviously you have this giant and it's not the one we're looking for.
So no harm, no foul.
So no harm, no foul. So we're going to turn back, but it's, like, getting really late. And so do you mind if we just, like,
camp
out with you guys? So now we go into, and they believed us, and so they took us into one of the tents.
So is this not part of the game? Like, she was expecting a fight.
Well, no. If we had fought them, we would have died because we were both level one and she was level six, and those guys were armed to the teeth. So there wasn't supposed to be a ton of battle in this one, but we did zero battle. And she told us in theirs, they just went in guns blazing and just went after the giant, and, like, all of them almost died, and they were all, like, level five or above. So she was like, just be aware, you're going to have to, like, figure out a different way. But there were lots of ways we could have done it. But the way that we ended up doing it was we stayed in the tent for the night. We made a plan. And basically the way that we did it is we went out of the – we decided that we were going to try – well, first of all, we delivered the ring back to – I think her name was Corsica, the woman who the ring belonged to, who's sort of the devil on the shoulder, just to get recon about them and how they act and who they are and stuff.
Okay.
So we went in there and she was standing, like, behind him. Sort of like looking over him. And so we're like, ooh, she's got the reins here. And then we rolled a history check about them and found out that she had a family where her father was killed by a frost giant.
Oh.
And so she hates them.
Oh.
And so she misses her father, and that's why she's going after them. So what we did is because Jane's character, her name's Ocean, had a suggestion ability where she could, like, suggest something and that person would take it if she rolled high enough, and then also had message so she could send that suggestion, which has to be auditorily done. She could send that, like, silently through the air to that person. So she had the combination of those two. So basically what we decided to have her do is go out within range of where Corsica was in the tent. And suggest to her that you feel horribly guilty about what you've done and you wish to see this child reunited with its parent. Because of her relationship and because of the giant. We never said giant. We never said frost giant because, like, you want to stay away from that. And then we waited all night.
Uh-huh.
And nothing happened, and we camped out, and Hannah's an elf, so she only had to sleep 4 hours, so she got out after four hours and checked, and it was still there, and they told us we had to leave by morning, so we're there in the morning just sort of hanging out, talking to people.
Oh,
just
you
being
didn't do
casual.
Anything sneaky. You didn't like snoop around. You
nope,
didn't do,
we didn't do anything. And then before we had to leave before sunrise, so we packed up all of our stuff. We took our plates because they gave us dinner too. We took our plates and brought them out. We're very cordial. None of them were anywhere. Like none of the official people were anywhere, but all the like little soldiers and stuff were everywhere. And we thanked them and we shook their hands. And then we went off the other way and we went off the path and just sat there for like hours. And as the sun came up and things started to happen, we suddenly heard a giant clang and a rustle. And so Hannah climbed the tree because she's an elf and saw the cage was empty and the giant had been freed. So that wasn't how that was supposed to go at all. And then we caught up to him.
That's so good.
Yeah. And then we caught up to him. And then he gave him help.
Did he get mad at you?
No, because
we
were like,
you guys were fuckered. Like, what the fuck?
Well, he didn't see us. It was dark.
Okay.
It was dark. And he was gagged and he was mad. And so he didn't even see that we were there. But we approached him and we said, we were the ones who helped you. We freed you by magic. And we had two health potions that we had collected. And so we were like, we have some health potions and we'd like to offer them to you. Because he was all beat up and hurt, so that you feel better. We are hired by your mother to find you. We want to make sure you get back safe. And so he drinks the potions, and then he was like, "You don't have to escort me back. Like I'm a giant, and it's really dangerous for humans." Because right at that point, we had crossed back into the mountains, where he was like his land. And he was like, "You don't have to escort me back because I'm a giant, and like I don't need your help." But take this stone, and if there's any question, give it to my mother, and she'll know that you freed me.
Oh!
And so we went back, and we got, we went back to town, and we cashed in the thing, and we heard from like all of them that the giants had been reunited.
Way to build
and,
up
like,
your reputation before a big campaign.
Right, and then we also got 1,200 gold.
Nice.
So we split it three ways, and each
nice,
got 400.
Nice. Oh man, honestly. All the D&D I've played, it's been like in this nightmare world. So the fact that I've heard like, and mind you, we complete missions. It's just there's always like.
But we very well could have done any of that.
Like,
and we were like very close to being like.
Nothing like nothing happened. I'm so like, that's a possibility.
and it was cool too because, and I brought this up afterwards, like, because I asked her all the ways we could have won. And they were like, we basically would have had to do a charisma off with Corsica. Like that's the way we would have had to win. Normally, because basically you have to convince him that what she's doing is wrong. That's the best way to do it. So it was an interrogation thing.
Yeah.
But you're actually supposed to be more like head to head, rolling against each other, having a battle.
Oh, man. I don't
think
my character would have. I mean, my character has charisma, but this wouldn't have been the thing to do it.
No. And so what was really interesting is from their perspective, which I always like to like go to the other side's perspective and see how the story played out.
Yeah.
From their perspective, what happened was. These travelers were looking for a giant. They went in. They stayed in their tent pretty much. I mean, they went and socialized a little bit and were cordial and very nice. Went into their tent. Then Corsica came up to him and was like, I feel awful about what I've done. And like, we have to let this giant go. I've made a terrible mistake. He goes, okay, let me think about it. She leaves. He says, in the morning, you know, we'll let him go or whatever. And then we leave before sunrise and we're gone. And then they decide to let the giant go.
So it was like, it's super like Inception-y.
It was nothing. It was like nothing. Yeah, exactly. Nothing ever happened.
That's amazing. That never happens.
So it's a really interesting first campaign.
What a weird
first
campaign.
One shot. Yeah,
because
one shot,
you know what? The fact that you didn't get injured, no damage, like, what?
Yeah.
We played games.
It was like a puzzle.
It was
so cool.
We played games where like, we like, mind you, like in the other world that we're playing it, there's a children's army because the kids have all like gathered together to like defend themselves against the nightmare world that they're in.
Right.
And like we had to like, they had like a big old bomb because their whole situation is that it's like mutually assured destruction. They have like bombs planted around the city so that if they get fucked with, you don't know what's going to get blown up. So it's like, don't fuck with us. Everything's fine.
Right.
This is how we protect ourselves.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme, still awful, but like also like, okay.
Understandable.
But one of their like newer things had gotten stolen. And so our job was to go get the bomb back to the kids.
Jesus Christ.
Because the kids needed it.
Yeah.
And oh man, like, that's honestly where Jane got her hand after that mission. She like, there was like another like wizard lady and she cut off her hand and was like, I'm keeping this. And you're like, all right, cool. And then like, that's was like since the, Because, like, her whole thing was that she wanted it to be animated.
Oh, okay. And she like wanted, like,
that,
a mage hand.
Yeah, she wanted a little mage, like, animated, like, the like thing pet hand. So all her, like, life's mission outside of this other evil thing that was influencing her was to get that animated at any cost. And so...
Yeah, so
hence... Because it'd be cool. It'd be cool to have a little hand.
She's... Yeah. She's a... What's it called? I don't know if it's a... No, it's not a spike. It's a... I can't remember what it is. But there's a type of player that they name that is like... They just want to do weird shit. And she just wants to do weird shit.
Yeah, it's a... It's like a chaotic... shit.
It's like a... what is it called? It's a spike... Spike Johnny Timmy. That's what it is. And
I think it's a Timmy. Yeah, it's fun because you could just be a little weirdo.
Timmy just wants
great.
To do weird stuff. But one of the other parts that was really interesting is we crossed this river of black sparkling water, mm-hmm. and we tested it with, like, a finger and nothing happened, and then there was a dead body in the bottom. So, like, Hannah shot an arrow with a rope tied to it, and we actually got it out, which we weren't supposed to be able to. And then she rolled a natural 20 trying to get it out. And she was like, okay, I guess you have to get it out. And then Jane took a little bit of, like, the something that had the water. Oh, she took, like, a leaf or something and then dropped a tiny bit of water on her hand, and she started to fly. And so we had to grab her, and then she fell back down to the earth. And I was like, well, that's interesting. So I went over to the thing, and I just touched, like, just the very tip of my finger into the water.
Uh-huh.
And I shrunk into a lizard. Because I'm a dragonborn.
Yeah.
So I shrunk and was, like, a tiny little lizard for, like, 2 minutes. And then I grew back into a dragon again.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Because you roll a d4, and it has four options, and so you don't know which one you're going to get. So it was crazy. But it's, for some reason, that black water has something... Jane got a bottle of it, though. We were able to bottle a little bit. So if we needed to, what I was going to do is, if that plan didn't work, I was going to take it and throw it on the giant and hope that it either made him fly or made him tiny. So we could either get him out of the bars or that he'd just fly off into the...
Or other things could have happened.
I know, but I had to take a risk.
Of...
My character's trait is that he always has a plan for when things go wrong. So he's just constantly like, okay,
that's just you. That's not your character. You're
I know,
just...
but that's a character trait I chose for
my
character.
I was like, you're playing yourself in that moment. Like, my character, I think, I don't know if we talked about it.
I don't think so yet.
I'm essentially playing a dwarf version of Kim Kardashian.
Which is hilarious.
The Kim Kardashian knowledge that I've acquired over, like, pop culture, because I don't actually follow her.
Yeah, you don't know her.
So it's just what I am aware of. Like, so what it's what I'm assuming, and also, like, adding my own
that's funny
stuff to it. But she's, like, a dwarf Kim Kardashian who's very great and, like, fabulous.
Got a,
in her own
beautiful
way.
Beautiful beard.
And she likes her creature comforts. She's, I finally wrote out my backstory and, like, sent it to her. And one of the lines is, like, what do the other characters think of her? And I said, they kind of, like, when you first meet her, there's, like, a sense of disdain. But then you realize she has a good heart, you know, like, despite... her just being
sort of vain.
Her.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I wrote that, her just being her. Cause she's that.
It'll be interesting to see how you and Hannah interact, because Hannah is a ranger who doesn't even have a bedroll. She just sleeps, like, anywhere.
What?
Yeah. Cause she's like a,
that's gonna be fun.
She grew up in an, yeah, anyway, it's like a thing. So, like, it's gonna be really fascinating to see.
Mine
how
is
she
like, she grew up rich.
Yep.
She had a
she's
scandal
a noble, right?
that made her a little richer. She figured out how to turn that into becoming richer.
Yep.
She doesn't like her sisters cause
that's
she's, and it's like, she's out in the world to, it's a mix of, she's proving that she's of the people, but
right.
also better than the people. Like, it's both. I don't know how. But it's both. Where she's like, I'm here because I can be here, because I could be wherever I want to be.
Yeah.
So I'm here, but I'm also still like...
A little bit better than you. Yeah.
I'm like, but I know I'm better than you. Like, I know, because I'm really awesome. And her whole goal is to, like, you know, keep her empire up. Because
right.
the thing is... I want the key to it is that, like, people do like her, but they like and hate her, but they, in the end, like, they still like her, because
right.
that's what happens in the real
yeah,
world.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
And even I'm on some level, I'm like, I respect you.
Right, because you did well.
Because you
yourself.
Did it. Like, you turned a victim thing that happened to you into, like, a multi-million dollar thing that helped your family, and your family just figured out that you guys ran with it.
Right.
So there's a level of respect I could have for that. And you're probably, you guys, they're probably fine, but just, like, it's a bubble. It's, like, it's right. A whole bubble. It's a whole, so yeah. I'm just playing around with, like, what would That's it like funny. To be in that bubble.
Right.
But also, like, fish out of watering it, where yeah. it's just like, okay, but she's here now. But she's also like this dwarf. Like, she's just a dwarf who's just like,
so funny.
She's great. She's
That's really great.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm pumped. Even though I'm not gonna be there Sunday.
That's okay. We're gonna actually start the campaign on whatever, on the 27th. So
okay. On the 27th?
I believe so. That was the date that was in the thing.
Okay. I'm definitely back from okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well we've got an hour and a half, so we should probably say goodbye.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Goodbye.
I'm not doing the kisses.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I do claps or clicks. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Did we say that?
I don't know, but we did.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year 2018! Let's not blow up.
Yay!